The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is known for its impressive exhibitions, and the latest is likely to draw both history lovers and those who are less enthusiastic about history lessons. As part of a nationwide initiative leading up to America's 250th birthday, the National Archives and Records Administration temporarily transferred more than 30 rare documents, records, and artifacts from its storage vaults in Washington, D.C., to 10 presidential libraries across the country, including the Reagan Library. The effort expanded the National Archives' ongoing Opening the Vault exhibition series to a broader audience, giving visitors a unique opportunity to experience historically significant materials up close. Each presidential library featured a distinct selection of items, ensuring a different experience at every location. The documents were carefully selected by the National Archives Office of Presidential Libraries in collaboration with nonprofit presidential foundations. In the America 250 Inches exhibition at the Reagan Library, the curators were able to bring history to life through a series of extraordinary artifacts, including John Hancock's military sash and box, including strands of George Washington's hair, letters by Presidents George Washington, John Adams, and Abraham Lincoln, and personal items Lincoln carried on the night of his assassination. Among them a Ford's theater ticket stub, a pair of blood-stained leather gloves, and a white handkerchief. The exhibition serves as both a reflection on the nation's past and a tribute to the individuals who helped shape its course, presenting American history as a narrative that begins with its founding and focuses on the pivotal moments that shaped its early development. Having visited the library many times before, I usually skip the permanent exhibits and head straight to the visiting shows. However, for first-time visitors, it's worth setting aside at least 3 to 4 hours to fully explore the museum, take in the stunning outdoor views, and visit the final resting place of Nancy and Ronald Reagan. Many of the items at America 250 have rarely been displayed publicly, with some appearing on the West Coast for the very first time. Their inclusion adds a sense of immediacy to the exhibition, allowing visitors to encounter historical artifacts that have long remained outside public view. It is one thing to read about history in a textbook, it is another to encounter it up close and personal through artifacts and handwritten letters. In those moments, the past feels almost tangible, as if it can be reached and understood in a more immediate way. Take, for example, John Hancock's letter to Elbridge Gerry on the night of Paul Revere's ride. Written only hours before one of the most recognizable events in American history, the letter captures the urgency and uncertainty of the moment. "Dear sir, I am much obliged for your notice. It is said the officers are gone Concord Road, and word I will send word thither. I am full with you that we ought to be serious, and I hope your decisions will be effectual. I intend doing myself the pleasure of being with you tomorrow. My respects to the committee. I am your real friend, John Hancock." The exhibition features Revolutionary and Civil War era weapons, alongside documents and artifacts that frame the military and political struggles of the 18th and 19th centuries. A Civil War cannon from the Battle of Gettysburg looks so well preserved that it would keep you wondering if it's the real thing or a replica. Rest assured, it's original. It is striking to imagine just how physically demanding life was for a soldier during the Revolutionary War. Marching long distances in harsh conditions was already grueling, but soldiers did so while carrying a heavy musket, often weighing around 10 pounds, with a long barrel designed for battlefield volleys rather than precision or ease of use. Every movement, from loading to aiming to firing, required strength, discipline, and repetition, turning even a single shot into a carefully practiced sequence under pressure. Many visitors are especially drawn to artist John Trumbull's paintings, which depict in great detail important events. Trumbull's dramatic scenes of the American Revolution helped shape how generations of Americans visualize the nation's founding. One of his most famous works in the exhibit is Declaration of Independence, on loan from the U.S. Capitol. Trumbull's authority as a painter of the American Revolution came not only from his artistic skill, but from his unique position as both a participant and a witness to history. A veteran of the war who served as aide-de-camp to George Washington and later to Horatio Gates, Trumbull had direct access to many of the people who shaped the nation's founding. After the war, he sought out first-hand testimonies from key figures, including signers of the Declaration and prominent military officers, and traveled to meet them or their families, sketching their likenesses and gathering details. With the encouragement and assistance of Thomas Jefferson, he created careful studies of these individuals, sometimes copying earlier portraits when necessary, to ensure historical accuracy. This meticulous process allowed Trumbull to reconstruct scenes with remarkable fidelity, turning personal accounts and lived experience into visual narratives. As a result, his paintings do more than depict history. They help define how we understand and visualize the pivotal moments of the American Revolution today. On Saturday, June 27 at 6 p.m., the Reagan Library will host a patriotic concert with a new symphonic work that sets President Ronald Reagan's most influential speeches to music from his Hollywood films and more. The America 250 Inches exhibition, running through September 20, 2026. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, 40 Presidential Drive, Simi Valley, California, 93065.